daf mem aleph on the base. Five lines from the top. So we were learning out about this zevezeh chayav misa. So we came out that it's asa ba'achila, asa ba'ana, sakel yisakel, it's avela asa ba'ana, the gemara said a chiddush, the bavo said a chiddush of that even if you shechted it before it got skila, it's also asa ba'ana, asa ba'achila, and asa ba'ana. Zak the gemara, five lines from the top, memal from bez. The hashda the nafkele isa achila, the isa ana amale yechles b'sarai. Now that I know already that there's isra achila, and there's isra ana from the pasuk of layecheles b'sarai, bala shaynaki lamali. Why does it have to say bala shaynaki? That the owner of the shay is clean. If you know already that it's asa ba'ana, you know that I have. Before there was a man that said the reason why it said bala shaynaki was because to tell you that it's asa ba'ana. But this man, the Amid, that learns it out from Layecheles Besaret. So why does he need the pasuk of Bala Shaynaki? Again, the pasuk says that Mechiga Shayas Isha Isha Vamei Sakal Yisakal Shay Vlo Yachelas Besaret. Lo Yachelas Besaret means you can't eat it, and we said that means Hano is included in that. And then it says a Bala Shaynaki. What do we need Bala Shaynaki?
What did they say we needed for yesterday?
We had different man, the Amid. So some said the Bala Shaynaki was goofy to tell you that it's asa ba'ana. Right? That was right away. Minayin tamalein Bala Shaynaki, that it's asa ba'ana. Ain't the bechila ba'ana minayin. 15 lines from the top. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, lahanas ayroi. To teach you that you not even have a na, not only of the basa, but of the skin. The saka that the basari hu da asa ba'ana, aval ayroi nishtri ba'ana. The ayroi should be mutter. Kamash Malon, Balashar Naki, that it's included in everything. Balashar Naki, the Balashar is clean, but everything else is not included, and he has to go ahead and it's asa to eat, it's asa bano, everything's
what
included.
What does asa bano typically mean? Doesn't asa bano usually mean everything?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We say it all the time. Yeah,
some things that are
asa bano,
you can have ano from the shreifa.
This is something zaitik. This is something like the ur is not part of the actual animal.
Well,
you make it skin. It's nothing. You make coats out of it. I don't know.
We made a cheshbon yesterday.
Every time we say that, you can't derive any ano from it. We mean everything all the time.
Everything means everything that's normal. Part of the animal. The skin is not part of the animal. The skin is just like a... No, loved Afka, but we always the Gemara always says this.
But yesterday we made a cheshbon of mechira, right? Mechira is inclusive of this. What else would somebody buy to him? Somebody buys the value of a shard of an avela. What's the value? It's the value for treifas for a guy. It's the value of the ur. And we said yesterday, I don't remember exactly the drasha, but the value of it comes through the mechira.
True.
That's inclusive.
That was layachal. I'm saying, but that again. Do you look at the skin part of the actual animal? That's
look at the value. I do. I look at its value, like because it.
I understand, but that's not the actual animal. When you say something's asa ba'ana, you would think that the skin is not included.
So when they go to Beis Din and they what's that?
No, kamash malon. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
They're not talking about the full animal. They're only talking about the meat.
Well, that's normally what you refer animal to about. That's the moment we're talking about the animal, you're referring to meat.
You can make a diuk that the value, the hana that we would typically have out of it.
Right.
We would have the value, the hana of achila.
Right, that's normally what you deal with the animal.
Us, that's what we would use it for.
Right. Zakti Gemara, Avala Anishti, Kamash Alam Bala Sharnaki, that you would think, Sakata Chamina Basari, who does about Avala Anishti, Bano, Kamash Alam Bala Sharnaki. That no, it's clean completely, which means you have absolutely no anof on this animal at all. Zakti ma'al hanach tanoi the mafki le lahai bala shaynaki le dosh achino kibin ol meim le kamon light these sheetis that hold bala shaynaki le something else anos erem and halu. How do they know that you not have anof on the arm? Zakti ma'al nafkulu me'es besaray es hatofel besaray, something which is tofel to the basa. It's not the main part of the animal; it's just tofel to the basa. And my new ayay, what is that? The ur. That's what we're including in. That's how we know that the ur is asa ba'ana. Something which is tafel.
What lahanach tanoi means?
No, it could be in the gemara. We'll see later.
So the Gemara could have said that was the reason for Bala Janaki. That could have been the Gemara's terrors.
Right. Yeah. Zak Gemara Bahai Tana, and this Tana S Lai Darish, he doesn't dash from the word S anything. Why? Kidatanya Shimanam Sunni. Shimon Amsuni Va'amila Nechemi Amsuni. Some say it wasn't Shimon Amsuni, it was Nechemi Amsuni. Hayadayish kol es and shebetayah. Anytime there was a word S, he would dash in it. But Kivan Shigil Es Hashem Lekechatira, once he reached to this pasuk of Es Hashem Lekechatira, which means not only Hashem, Es Hashem Lekechatira, you have to be afraid of someone else. He said, hey, then I can't dash it. Pirsh. So he removed himself from this. He couldn't find a drasha to say S, what to be marvin, S Hashem Lekechatira. Something, so therefore,
he retroactively got rid of all,
all the Essen, all his drashas. Amar Tamid of Rebbe, Kala Essen Shadrash, Tamata Eilen. All the Essen, what you dash and what should be with them. Amar Lehem, Kashem Shabbat Yisrael Adrisha, Kach Kabbat Yisrael Aprisha. Just like I was mekabel schar for dashing them, so too I'm mekabel schar for removing myself from dashing them. So first of all, you have to understand. I mean, so what? So you couldn't find one, so everything's wrong. Perfect is not what was the?
Don't let the perfect. Be the enemy of the good.
Right, Lutulchik. So it's a big deal. So you couldn't find one S. That's why you have to retroactively explain. Obviously, you can understand that when you dash and all the S, there were tifa things. There were.
What is the drush of S? What is S? S is
marbid
something.
Yeah. So over here, you couldn't find anything to be marbid like the Rebbeinu Shlom.
No, the problem was that if you dash that S, that means you're madama something that's better than Hashem. That can't be.
That's why we. Why do we retroactive? We have charyata from all the essence that he dash.
What are you going to do with? How are you going to learn the drushes that he learned from the S if you don't use the S anymore?
Yes.
Well,
so you have to explain that the pshat is that everything in the Torah has to be 100%. There's no 99%. 99.9. It has to be 100%. So if he felt, that means he was mechadish something. Normally, the other man, the Aram, didn't dash an S. He said, no, every single word is meduyik, and I have to be able to dash an every single S. So if one is doesn't stem with it, then it's out. It's not like the pshat that, you know, okay, big deal, let me just say pshat here, let me say pshat here. Everything has to make sense. And he was the one that was mechadish, S has to have a drasha. The other man, the Aram, didn't hold S has to have a drasha. So he was going on and on and on and explaining S. And now he bumped into someplace that doesn't make sense. Yes, you know what? So he just backed down from it. Now, what does it mean he's getting schar for... Now, first of all, Tosis is bothered that it says, Ish imoy v'aviv tiro. So you see that mayor av and mayor... So you say, v'zeh, you should be... That means, so you see that a father and a mother are included in Hashem. Right? So why can't I include this also? Ishim vav tiro, the all shakal. Father and a mother are shakal to...
No, the closest question is hishva.
Yeah, hishva.
It's not shakal.
So I see that I could.
Over there I use it also. Yeah. What's the problem? Why can't... I do find a place that there's shakal.
So use S over here to be marbre.
Yeah, a father and a mother.
Or if you read one line further, Rabbi Akiva finds something.
Yeah.
And then he's able to darshan everything, and he says that not one thing is missing at all.
Okay, but he didn't know this was Akiva's drasha. We'll see in a minute.
Right, so I'm saying, it seems like such an easier drasha that Rabbi Akiva came up with. Why wouldn't he come up with something very similar?
He couldn't believe that something should be that, you know, that something to be similar to Hashem, something to be equal to Hashem.
So
that's a very stark kasha that we're not understanding exactly. That why would he go ahead and dash it? So we explain why would he be mamayit? We explain because obviously If it doesn't stim in every place, then the whole thing has to fall through.
But
the shayla that Yaakov was asking, that what does it mean? Kashem shekibalt Yisrael drisha kach kibalt Yisrael apisha. What does it mean? What does that mean? Pasha taich. The same way I was mekabel schar. The same way I was mekabel schar for doing it. I'm also mekabel schar for removing myself from it.
If you learn wrong shot in the Gemara, so you don't get schar for yamelis and that normally. No. Because if you learn wrong shots, you're wasting your time. So over here, so I'm telling you, over here, I'll get schar. It's not like I wasted my time with those brushes.
Yeah, so that's. I mean, what you're trying to say? Ono amelim, vehem amelim. Ono amelim, vekam schar, vehem amelim, kam schar. Right? It's not the amelis that they get schar for. The guy gets schar for what he. It's not just enough what he actually did, right? You can't say I tried. It's interesting. Trying is very good and all, but if you didn't come out with something, you're not worth anything, right? But he did. Any time he tries to understand the Gemara, even though he didn't come out with shat the Gemara, but the fact that he tried, he gets schar.
Himself, he also gets
no. So that's what I'm saying. That is still a kasha. But removing yourself, not
the here was kavod shemaim. So therefore,
so we're saying a big shot.
Right.
Yeah, that is what Yaakov was asking. I think that okay. So we understand what Rav Mezal just said that you're getting schar for what you did. I understand.
But he's wrong. Rav Mezal said that you don't get schar when is it?
If you learn wrong shot.
When you learn wrong shot, you don't get schar.
Pull yourself away from your ego.
I'm out.
If you mono and you say, this can't be good shot, so you get schar for that mail.
But the MS and what you feel, and you pull yourself away, you got to get schar for that.
Right, but is that schar of limudat Torah? That's just a nice thing.
It's still schar.
I understand, but is that schar of limudat Torah? What type of schar is that?
There are a lot of
You were saying something. What were you saying?
I was cheating.
Yeah, no, you're saying very good. He was trying to say, I'm trying to say this, that the pshat is that he was getting schar because it's a chelik of limud haTorah to say that, there's nothing like Hashem. There's no mirror like Hashem. There can't be anything. So that itself is limud haTorah. It's not stam that he retracted.
But what was he afraid of that he had to say that I'm going to get schar for the priesthood? For not darshaning the last S or for all the previous S?
Well, obviously priesthood means for not darshaning the last one.
Okay, it's a big deal.
Meaning
I got so much schar. Why are we so concerned about that? Here we are, we dashed every S in the Torah.
I thought he was going to get schar for the one S.
So you didn't get schar for the one S? Okay, so you didn't dash in the one S.
No, but we thought by not doing that, I'm losing everything else.
So what does it have
because
to do with
Because it was a waste of time, like Rav Mezal was saying.
How does the Prisha help you? How does the fact that you didn't dash in the last S help you for all the other S?
So you learn a lot of
Kachmakar is Kara
Lepresha. The Gemara says you can't do this half a mina, you can't do that half a mina, and you could go on for a couple of dafim that the Gemara says you can't learn these chuck. So what's that over there? That's part of the Gemara.
I don't think you're answering his question, I'm not sure.
No, I'm saying
you're asking the what?
Shame shik about this Chayla Adrisha, right? He got schar for everything.
Yeah.
So now, then he wasn't able to dash in the last S, he backed off.
Right.
So he's getting schar for what? The priest is schar for what? For the last S or for all the other S?
No,
just for the last S.
No, we know. Yeah, we know the other S that it for sure got schar. That's Kashem about the schar Ladrisha.
So what was he concerned about? For not being mashlim everything.
Yes, he's saying you're getting schar for that itself.
Avadi
was Pirish. But that's not what we're talking about. He got schar. For the learning itself, he got schar. That was okay.
So that was schar for everything.
He's got all the other essence as well. Why is it only one?
That could be.
The thing you see for me, you need a davar hashlama. You need the whole thing.
Right, that's what we said. Right,
you need a davar. You need the entire thing.
Everything has to shim. You can't say that. Okay, it makes sense over here. If it doesn't make sense, it's gone.
And then it's empty elsewhere.
Right.
There are a lot of process that we don't dashen the same thing all over. We say sometimes you dashen here, sometimes you don't. Zibra Torah to lessen the adam. So sometimes on, sometimes say, and sometimes don't. And there's a few brushes that we don't always dashen.
Okay.
So what was the problem?
No, but over here he came up with this new agenda to dashen S.
And he had everyone besides him.
Yeah. Till Rabbi Akiva came and he said, you know what, I have something for you. I could be marbe from S to be marbe Tamid Chachamim. That means in front of the Talmud Chacham, you have to have Meir just like your Meir for Hashem. Now, Frak Taisvis So why do I need a pasuk of Neseva Takum? You have to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham. I mean, it's Pashat you have to, because it's Hashem walking. We're saying, as Hashem Elikechatir, you have to have Meir of a Talmud Chacham, just like Hashem. So it's Pashat, if so, that you have to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is like Hashem. That's Taisus Kasha.
This is the only place we know that you have to fear a Talmud Chacham?
Yeah, I mean, this is from S. As Hashem Elikechatir, and that's included, yeah. So anyways, it's as it is. But Akapanim, so Rabbi Kiva had no problem, and Rabbi Kiva dashed in this S, and Rabbi Kiva was saving the day, because now all the other S makes sense.
Tais's previous kasha should have been on the Teretz, no? Why is Tais asking the kasha of Ish Yimevav Turo? It should have asked that on the Teretz already. Like, okay, we have a kasha, so now we potentially have two Teretz.
No, you see that he was his tashem. You should pay chatzi kaifa, just like benezek, and you pay chatzi nezek, so too you should pay chatzi kaifa. Right, we know again that when an animal kills a person, if it was a mu'id, you pay, besides for killing the animal, you also pay nezek shalom. We also pay kaifa. Which means that kaifa you just all of, that the ba'ilim have to go out and pay kaifa. So how about, by the time that he pays chatzi nezek, should you pay also? I mean, we killed it, but since we see such a Muslim, do we pay kaifa, half a kaifa? So the man, no. The Blessed says, Noki mechatzi kaifa, you do not pay chatzi kaifa. Amle Rebbe Kiva, v'lo yu'atzmein, mishtalem ele migufoi. So he himself, how do you pay by tam? You normally pay migufoi. Over here, what happens to this guf of the animal? You're killing it, right? So what do you want to do? You want to tell the Ba'alim, bring the animal to Beis Din, and they should pay for it. They're killing the animal. Right? So, it doesn't make any sense. Again.
What, the kaifer?
Yeah, where would the kaifer come from?
From the Balabas.
But normally the tam pays me gufa.
Yeah, but the kaifer is a separate payment. The kaifer is the kapara for the...
True.
Yeah, kofi doesn't come from the gufa, the tam.
No, because we only know kaifer by Aliyah. We know kaifer by a mu'it. So we understand that obviously kaifa doesn't come from the animal.
Right.
But every time payment comes from the animal. Right? That's what we know. Tam pays me gufa. That's what we know
till my mouth. Yeah.
So I'm saying, so if that's true, any type of payment that we want to make for this person to pay for this animal, what it did, by a tam is me gufa. So if so, Zakhtu Gemara, what are you going to pay me gufa? This gufa gets killed. So what are you going to come to bring it to Beis Din and do what?
He wants the kapara. Otherwise, Hashem will kill him.
No, I understand.
So he'll pay from the aliyah. He wants the kapara.
No, I understand, but we can't make
a value to the nevela.
But they're saying we need enough to pay.
Also, there's no value. It's asa banot.
No, maybe asa not to the balabas, but not asa not to the.
No, asa not everything. Sakal is sakal. Asa banot.
So the kasha is then we need to know why there's no pasuk.
Yeah, he's like teaching you. No, he's teaching you that you don't pay chatzi kaifa from the pasuk of balasha enough. He says you don't need a pasuk. Where would he pay from?
Right.
We're talking about a tam.
Right. The tam always pays. Because we know how kofers really paid all the time.
Right. So kaifa is always paid from the ba'alim itself. Because that's by a mu'ud.
Right.
Now you want to be mechayev ki'ilu. You want to tell me, okay, a tam doesn't have that type of payment. Well, obviously it doesn't have. Where would he pay it from?
So then he's saying, so we don't need a pasuk.
Right, we don't need a pasuk to teach you that you don't pay. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kach ani beinecha. Shedini bazeh shechayev misa, ein dini elek shehemis es adam al piyedecha al piyedecha. I'm not telling you in a case where we're going to kill the animal. I'm telling you in a case where there was only Eid Echad, or the Bailim themselves came and said that their shur killed someone. So in such a case, you don't kill the animal. So over there, you have the animal to pay from. I'll tell you a chetimtza, but you don't kill the animal. So over there, I'll have the animal to pay from.
So I would think you have to pay chatzikaifa.
You would think that you have to pay chatzikaifa. Kamash on the pasuk, Baal Shainaki, that Rebbe Lezer claims that you don't pay anything. Okay? So we're telling you, I have a case for you that you won't get rid of the animal. He's a Maidah B'Knas.
We could have used these two from yesterday also.
Yeah, that's what Yaakov was asking that Rashi Taka says it. In fact, the Gemara, Alpi Bailim, is Maidah B'Knas. What does it mean, Alpi Bailim? That he's agreeing that his shah killed someone. Maidah B'Knas. And Maidah B'Knas is Pata.
He's admitting.
So it's not a knas, and therefore you're mechuyev to pay. Tani yedach. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, kach ani beinecha. Shadini bezeh shechayev misa. You're coming to tell me we're in a case where you chayev misa. Ain dini elem mischaven la'agas abeheima. Where he was mischaven to be la'agas abeheima, and over there you're part of him skila. V'haragas ha'adam. The Mitzri, V'harag Yisrael, was trying to kill a Mitzri, and it killed a Yid. L'nefalim, V'harag Ben Kayama, was trying to kill a Nefal, a child that's not 30 days old, which is Pata, and it killed the older child. So again, that means we're returning back to what we said. Rabbi Elazar said that I need a pasuk to teach you that you don't pay Chatzi Kaifa. So we had a question, how could you pay Chatzi Kaifa? This animal's getting killed. And Chatzi Kaifa, by the time you always pay for the animal itself. So he said the first tenets was that it's not talking about a case where he's getting killed because it was either Api Bailim or it was Adachot. And now he's saying, no, because the animal tried to kill a person, tried to kill the animal and it killed a person or whatever it is, the Nephil and it killed the. How do you know what the animal's trying to kill?
Therefore what?
Therefore, he doesn't get killed.
It was chasing the Tinoch, and then the Tinoch ducked, and he hit someone else.
Yeah,
see what happened.
Yeah, he's chasing a Nephil, he's chasing an animal, and a duck, or whatever it is. And boom, you're flying right into a person. Okay, so we have two echatimtzes there, but Lez is saying, that's why I needed Mia to teach you that, Balasharnaki, that you don't pay Chatzikar. In fact, Gemara, Hayam Alabiresha, what was the case that he said first? Was it the case of Api Bailam, Api Erechad, or the case was that he answered was Mischavan Aragmas Behemoth, Aragus Ad. If Kanash made the Rava, Omar Mischavan, Omar Liberation. First he said the case of Mischavan. That if you made the Rava, Omar Hamas, Omar Liberation. He said the case of Hamas is Adam, Api Erechad, or Api Bailam. If Kanash made the Rava, Omar Mischavan, Omar Liberation. First he said the case of Mischavan. Why? What's that? A mashal to a mashal? It's Sayyid Sheshoyle Dogim and Ayam, someone that's trying to capture, to, what's it called? To forget fish. Trap, yeah. Fish from the water. Mishke Chravavi, shakel. He finds a big fish, he takes it. Zutri, shakel. Then he found a smaller fish and he takes it also. Why? That means this is a smaller fish. Because so we have to say kufr kapara, but the other teretz was much better. That mischaven la'argas behema and argas adam is much better. But we don't have any caches. So if he first said this answer, so first he got a bigger fish.
Yeah, the better answer.
And then he got a smaller fish, the worse answer. Fine. After you, Mishmei the Rava.
They weren't buying off on his big answer. They weren't buying.
No, he's just giving a mashal that sometimes you take even a smaller fish, even after you have a big fish, you'll have that for brunch.
Right.
After you, Mishmei the Rava, Hamas Amar Liberation. First, he said the answer of Hamas, which wasn't such a good answer. So that's mashal Letzayed Shashoy LeDogim and Ayam. He gets fish from the ocean. Mishkech Zutri Shakel. First, he found the small one. He took it. Mishkech Ravivi, once he found a bigger one, Shadi Zutri Vishakal Ravivi. He lets go of the small fish.
Because he has just, no room in his best.
And he just takes the larger fish. So very interesting, like type of marshal, like we're looking for examples. But like upon him, he wanted to know which answer was better. And we know that the Hamas answer was not as good as the Mischavan answer. So he's giving you Mishalim to this. What he went ahead and took it.
There's a machlokes tanoim. If mechaven laharog is there, laharog is there. If you chayiv at all. So if the other is not chayiv, why should Shabi chayiv? Why should be chayiv kaifer?
Okay, very good. As
in, so the Ben of Terrence is also not a good Terrence.
Oh, yes. Okay.
What?
But at the end of the day, the Maaseh Rebbe Elazar came and said that Nakim Mechatzi Kaifa, and Rebbe Akiva said, I don't even know why you need a pasuk for it. That's so simple that you can't pay Chatzi Kaifa. Okay, I shouldn't continue.